moi.
Galamsey is still with that. Though we have had some successes, though a lot of the excavators are out there, because the trans ones have changed their modus operandi. They are going at night. They are going hidden places like this pit, which normally are not engineered. They throw safety and caution to the wind, and a few of them are still involved in this. And so this death, in as much as they are repugnant, and you don't want any Ghanaian dying, and that's been the major call for us. We knew that the way things were going, the fact that some people were still being recalcitrant and engaged in this, this was bound to happen. So yes, it's painful for us as a coalition and all media people, but this is even the reason why we need to fight a lot more. This is the reason why we need to get all the actors involved in this fight. We know that as part of the government's plan, you know, there's the law enforcement angle where the military and the police and the real security forces are supposed to form a joint task force and be on the field for a year. We want to use this very sad opportunity to call on His Excellency the President to give the go-ahead for these military and police and this special task force to go in there, so that they would be ensure that those recalcitrant ones who are on the field still doing this thing, you know, will be arrested and will be brought to book. Our suggestion is that when these things are happening, the small-scale miners themselves has a task force that are also on the ground. Some of them are going around already. They also, with the police, lashing out some of these people. They should involve them because they know where these people are. They can provide intelligence. They can provide support. They should involve the local people on the ground. But definitely, we need to get the police, the military, and the various task forces on the ground working to ensure that these recalcitrant ones who are still mining are brought out.
Well, but there have been some arguments that for the fight to be won, we need to provide these Galamseyers with alternative jobs. Do you share this view?
Well, you see, when we say it simply like that, it is then like saying that, you know, for us to win the fight against illicit drugs, you know, and then armed robbery and all of that, we should provide alternative livelihoods for the criminals before we start clamping down on them. No. So I am of the view that we need alternative livelihood. We need small-scale mining to be done sustainably. It's even the more preferred choice than large-scale mining, which is only done by most foreigners. But we need to deal with the criminality. We need to deal with the illegality. We need to make sure that people don't put themselves in harm's way like we're doing.